The difference between average people and achieving people is their perception of and response to failure. Nothing else has the same kind of impact on people's ability to accomplish their desires. How people see failure and deal with it impacts every aspect of their lives. Yet that ability seems difficult to acquire. Most people don't know where to start looking to get it. I haven't always been good at failing forward. It's certainly not something they tried to teach me in school. Take a look at some of my previous attitudes toward failure and see if your experience was similar. First, I feared failure. On the first day of class, when I was a college freshman, one professor walked in and boldly declared, "Half of you in this room will not pass this class." What was my first response? Fear. Up to that time, I had never failed a class, and I certainly did not want to start. So the first question I asked myself was, "What does the professor want?" School became a game that I wanted to win. Second, I misunderstood failure. As a child, I thought failure was a percentage. 69 and lower was failure, 70 and above was success. But failure isn't a percentage or a test. It's not a single event. It is a process. Third, I was unprepared for failure. When I graduated from college with my bachelor's degree, I wasn't at all prepared